morning. Good morning.
Oh, no, Ian. That's okay.
Good morning.
Corre, corre.
So I want to tell you a story that maybe you've heard before. It has to do with three kids, and these three kids were blind, so they could not see anything, but they could hear very well. And one time they were playing inside the house, and outside they heard a really strange noise. It went something like this. Now, I am not a good impersonator, but that's the sound of an elephant. So they heard an elephant outside, and they had heard about elephants, but they had no idea what an elephant looked like. Of course, they were blind, so they couldn't see, but they didn't know what an elephant was. So they had a plan. They said, how about one of us goes outside and touches the elephant and then comes back inside and tells us what the elephant is like? And so they decided to do that. And so one of them went outside and then got close to the elephant. Now, this is a story. You should never, ever, ever get close to an elephant in real life. But in this story, they got close to the elephant. He got close to the elephant with the eyes closed and then started touching the elephant. And then the part of the elephant that this kid got to touch was the side of the elephant. And, of course, this was a really, really big, huge elephant. And the kid was not that big. It was a little kid. And so the kid started touching the elephant like this, like this, like this. And then went inside running and said to his friends, finally, I know what an elephant is like. And the kids ask, what? What is the elephant like? He said, the elephant is like a big, huge wall. It's like a wall that goes up and down and to the sides. And that's what the elephant is. It's a big, big wall. And the other kids were like, really? That doesn't sound like what we've heard before. So another kid decided, I'm going to go check for myself. And so the other kid went outside and listened for the elephant. And then went and touched the elephant, but this time he approached the elephant from behind. Remember, he's blind, cannot see. And so from behind, what do you think that they touch? The little tail of the elephant. And so as he was touching the tail of the elephant, what do you think that he felt? When he came back inside, what do you think he told his friends that the elephant was like? Like a string, right? He said, no, an elephant is not like a big wall. You're wrong. You lied to us. The elephant is really like a rope. It's like a string. And then it has lots of hair in the bottom. That's what the elephant is like. Wait, is that right? I don't know. I haven't seen an elephant in a while. The other one said, so wait a second. Is it like a wall or is it like a rope? So she decided to go outside and check for herself. And so she went and then she approached the elephant and then she grabbed the elephant. She grabbed the leg of the elephant, and then she was touching the elephant like this. And then she went running inside, and she said, you're both wrong. The elephant is not like a big wall, and the elephant is not like a rope. The elephant is like a tree. The elephant is like a tree, and it's really, really, really strong. And so they got mad, and they said, no, the elephant is like a wall. The other one said, no, the elephant is like a rope. The other one said, no, the elephant is like a trunk of a tree. And so they made their friends decide who they were going to be with. They said, if you think that the elephant is like a rope, you cannot be my friend. If you think that the elephant is like a wall, you cannot be my friend. And so they divided themselves into groups. And they called, some of them called the group, we could say that some of them called the group Christians. Another one called the group Jewish. Another one called the group Islam. See, that's what religions do. Have you ever seen God? In real life, have you ever seen God? If I see God, I think God would be, do you think God would be smaller than an elephant or bigger than an elephant? I think God would be much bigger than an elephant. Do you think that we can understand the whole God? God is too big for us to understand. And so sometimes we get into fights with each other about what God is like. Now, what do you think the kids should have done if they really wanted to know what God was like instead of fighting? Any ideas? What do you think would have helped the kids to actually know what an elephant was like? Yes. But they only had each other. There were only the three of them. So how about talk with each other? How about maybe listen to each other and say, really? So maybe the elephant has a part that is like a trunk. Maybe the elephant has a part that is like a rope, and maybe the elephant has a part that is like a wall. And they, together, they would have a better understanding of what an elephant was like. But because they were just fighting each other, they all had ideas about the elephant that were a little bit right, but also a little bit wrong. So we live with people from many different religions, and they say many different things about who God is and how God is. And so instead of us fighting with each other, saying, no, I'm right, you're wrong, I'm right, you're wrong, I think that it's good for us to learn from each other. And we tell them, let me tell you what I know about God. And then to ask them, what do you know about God? And then together we can learn a lot more than if we're just fighting and forcing our friends to be with us or with them. Okay? So at school and in other places, when you see people that are from other religions and from other faiths, I don't want you to think that there's anything wrong with them. I want you to always be curious and always use the opportunity to learn. Okay? Would you help me bless the children, please? Gracious God, you are immense and your love is unfathomable. We thank you for the gift that you have given us of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift that you have given us of at least being able to touch or to be touched by a little bit of your love. We pray for the humility that we may be able to continue to be open to learning more and more about you. And we pray that we may be able to teach our children about your love, about your mercy, about your compassion, and the humility to be able to always be open to you. I pray that these children continue to grow in grace and in wisdom, that they may learn not only to know you with their minds, but to know you with their hearts, and to follow you and trust you, and to know themselves as loved by you. All this we pray in the name of Christ. Amen. You can go back to your seats.